Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. The complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope. With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. You may be able to reduce your tax liability while investing in a sector that has historically delivered sound returns. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com today.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shoulder to shoulder, shields high. Welcome to the Buck Sexton Show.
Hey, team, welcome to the Freedom Hut Wednesday, January 11th edition of the program. We got the biggest grounding of flights since 9/11. FAA system going down. People wondering, hey, I thought this Biden regime was supposed to be full of the smartest and the best and the... No, not so much. And they focus on a lot of the wrong things, and there's no accountability because the media is in their pocket. We will discuss that. Plus, since we're on the aviation transportation discussion, a train gets stuck for 29 hours in South Carolina, and people call the police saying that they're being held hostage by Amtrak. It's kind of an amazing situation. And then Jerome Powell gives a speech at the Fed in which he says, you know, we really shouldn't be doing all this woke stuff. We shouldn't be pursuing woke policies at the Fed. And the fact that he even has to say that, I think, should have everybody very concerned. We'll discuss woke capital coming up in a moment here. The preborn pregnancy clinics, though, are so important. They're saving lives every day. They began their mission over 16 years ago to love and help women with unplanned pregnancies by offering free ultrasounds. You see, when an expectant mom hears her baby's heartbeat and sees the image of her baby on ultrasound, it's so often an immediate connection. The majority of the time, she will choose life. By positioning their clinics in states where over 50% of abortions occur, Preborn has rescued hundreds of thousands of babies' lives and are the country's largest provider of free ultrasounds. Their response, though, is entirely dependent on you, the pro-life community. Your help is needed now more than ever. One ultrasound is just $28, and $140 helps rescue five babies' lives. To donate, dial pound 250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 and say the single word baby. That'll connect you with someone at Preborn who can tell you more about this and receive your donation. Preborn.com/buck. That's Preborn.com/buck. Let's help this organization save as many as 40,000 lives. Preborn.com/BUCK. So the FAA, they are having a rough day. And that rhymed. I didn't mean it to, but it did. Mayor Pete Buttigieg is the transportation secretary. So the Federal Aviation Administration falls under his broad area. And I think people are realizing, you know, putting someone in charge of this who doesn't know anything about transportation. Apparently, Mayor Pete of South Bend, Indiana, wasn't even very good at fixing the potholes in South Bend, if you know what I mean. Not good at the basics, the day-to-day of being mayor. And this is what you get from the Biden administration. Why is Mayor Pete Buttigieg a cabinet official? What is it about him? Oh, that's right. He is openly gay. And so, therefore, he falls under the diversity and inclusion ideology of the Biden Democrats. And so that was a major selling point for him being in the cabinet. They had to find a cabinet job for him. Secretary of State, a little too much because he has no experience in foreign policy whatsoever. Secretary of Defense, maybe some people thought possibly because I think he did a tour in Afghanistan, probably at ISAF, a place where I also spent some time. And there are cafes and restaurants there. It's actually not really, you know, not really the super dangerous place. There are people who did very dangerous things in Afghanistan serving their country. But depending on your role, ISAF was not exactly hardship duty. But anyway, I don't think they're going to give him Secretary of Defense. So they found something for him. By the way, ISAF is International Security Assistance Force, for those of you who remember from the old days of the U.S.-Afghan War. So now we have Pete Buttigieg as the transportation secretary. It is not going well. You will recall, while there were massive supply chain issues and there were whole shipping container vessels that were stretching out for miles into the ocean because they couldn't actually offload their goods and wares at the ports, that Pete Buttigieg was on parental leave. Because his husband had, the two of them, had adopted a baby. So he had an adopted baby. He's a cabinet official, and he took parental leave for, I think it was 6 weeks. While in his area of expertise or area of responsibility, I should say, because he has no expertise in this area, obviously, while there was a crisis of supply chain, which meant businesses being in a bad spot, not able to get what they need, not able to sell what they're trying to sell and make the profits they need to pay people the wages they need to feed their families. But Pete Buttigieg today also having to explain to everybody how it is that we have to ground all flights for a couple of hours. They're back in the air now, fortunately. But Buttigieg on the hot seat, 26, please play that clip.
For safety reasons, to make sure that every aircraft that took off was doing so safely, FAA implemented a ground stop lasting about an hour and a half from about 7:30 to 9 to make absolutely sure that the messages were moving correctly and that the information for safety purposes is working the way it should. That has happened. That's the good news. Flights are operating, though we are going to see the ripple effects from that this morning's delays working through the system during the day. Now we have to understand how this could have happened in the first place, why the usual redundancies that would stop it being that disruptive did not stop it from being disrupted this time, and what the original source of the errors or the corrupted files would have been.
Yeah, so doesn't have any answers other than it broke down. We don't know why. We'll figure it out. The end. That's what he says, basically. Why is this guy in charge of this? Has he ever shown an ability to manage massively complex systems in the past? He was a management consultant for, I believe, McKinsey, which means that this guy who has done a remarkably bad job was in a position where he was telling other people how to do their jobs at their businesses better. That he was a junior analyst there or something at McKinsey. So people are pointing out the Biden administration puts individuals in roles based upon identity politics. not entirely, but largely. And this is undermining merit and with it our entire system, which, look, it's imperfect. People get jobs because of who they know. People get jobs because of who dad is or mom is. People get jobs for a whole range of reasons. But ultimately, we are all supposed to believe that the most important characteristic or the most important trait that we're looking for, especially in things like pilots, surgeons, cabinet secretaries, in areas like transportation or whatever, is competence. But competence is objective, and therefore competence can be used in a meritocracy. And that goes against the aims of the Marxist, commie, left-wing loons who push wokeness and diversity and inclusion on all of us all the time. So when that's the case, when the single most important thing is that people feel included instead of are you going to be good at this, everybody suffers. This is bad for everyone. Legacy Box, my friends, is the company that I've been recommending for a long time for digitally transferring your family's memories from videotapes to digital files and thumb drives. There's a large team of technicians working in Chattanooga at the Legacy Box facilities, 200 plus people, each of them trained to use their technology to hand transfer your videotapes or film reels that you send to them. From the time you send them your family's precious memories, they need about 3 weeks start to finish to get this whole process done. The end result is you receiving digital files that you can easily click on and watch again and again. Not only that, but you can share those same links with everyone in the family. Legacy Box has done this now for 1.5 million families. They're the best at it, and you realize that by the quality of the digital transfer and that their technology is second to none. Make this a beginning of the year effort on your part. Get it done now. Get your tapes and film in order and ship them out to Legacy Box in the box that they'll send to your home. It all starts with you getting our discount here at legacybox.com/buck. I love my experience at Legacy Box. You will too. Go to legacybox.com/buck. Get a great discount right now when you go to legacybox.com/BUCK. I'm sure you've had that experience. If you've ever been like me and you've had to spend a lot of time on the New York City subway, you've had those moments where you're stuck in between stations and you're in this dark tunnel in a metal tube from which there's no escape. You look around and you realize you're with a bunch of strangers, and then things start to get a little tense. You can start to feel the anxiety of everybody in there just elevating, just getting a little bit more tense. And you go, I don't know. You feel your breathing start to change a little. Breathing get a little affected. You go, I don't know how long I'm going to last in here. It's been 20 minutes. It's been 30 minutes. It's been 45 minutes. You know, you start to get a little freaked out, and then ding, ding, and the train starts going. That's actually a pretty good subway sound, but the train starts going again. And all of a sudden you go, oh, okay. So I'm okay. Imagine if you had a feeling somewhat similar to that on an Amtrak train for almost 30 hours. This is what happened on the car train, which I believe transports people and their vehicles from DC to Florida. It got stuck after there was the train hit an unoccupied car on the tracks, which I don't know how that happened, but it did. And then they had to change the track, and I don't know, some problem. Eddie, long story short, maybe long story long, they had people in an Amtrak train, 500 plus people, for almost 30 hours. And they were not allowed to get off the train. The rules are you are stuck on that train. You want to get off? Sorry. Too bad. This is nuts. People recognized it as nuts. And so some people on the train, started to call the police in South Carolina and say that they had been kidnapped. Here is actual audio from inside this Amtrak train after it's, you know, 24 plus hours of being stuck. They ran out of food. People had pets. The pets were just going right in the car because they wouldn't let the pets out to go in the grass. This is the call that was made. Listen.
Once again, for those of you that are calling the police, we are not holding you hostage. We are giving you all the information which we have. We are sorry about the inconvenience. As soon as more information is available, we will let you know shortly. Thank you.
I think they're holding them hostage. I got to tell you something. I think you're looking at a hostage situation here. When because you have to ask, you have to wonder, at what point are they in a position where they must let people get off? You know, at what point is it they have to let people? Because it sounds like there is no time at which that is the case. It sounds like there's nothing that you could look at and say, I am guaranteed to be off this train at the following time. So there's no outer limit to it, which strikes me as absolutely nuts. Really does. Strikes me as crazy. So maybe that's a rule that has to change. By the way, Mike, I thought we had something about this guy giving a speech, Jerome Powell, the Fed. Am I crazy thinking that we got that clip? Maybe that was yesterday. I wanted to talk about it. Yeah, I think it was yesterday, but it was in my mind. So I'll just tell you about what happened. Jerome Powell gave a speech, a Fed speech, in which, on behalf of the Fed, I should say, in which he was trying to tell everybody, look, we need to not have. Oh, here we go. Yeah, no, it wasn't a clip. It was a news article that I had in my head. They should not tackle climate change and social issues. And he says that they shouldn't engage in wokeness. And let me tell you something right now. The woke have gone way beyond trying to persuade you. They have no interest in trying to persuade you. They want to control you. And that's why they have gone for all of the nodes of control to force you to do things. This is why COVID showed, and the mandates, the masks, and the vaccines showed exactly who they are. And that was a part of this whole process. It showed you their authoritarian desires, exposed for all to see. But I'm telling you, finance, controlling you via controlling your bank and your bank accounts, this is a top consideration for them. This is something that they are absolutely, positively going to be doing. And that's why Jerome Powell saying this, I think, is interesting, because it's really telling everybody, it's letting everybody know that while they're trying to battle inflation and everything, there are people in the Federal Reserve right now, high-level officials, who think that they should start to use the Fed as a tool to address things like climate change and inequity and racial justice and social justice and you name it. How does that look? What is that like? So I know I mentioned to you yesterday we're going to be changing the Buck Sexton Show starting on Monday. Already booked a bunch of great guests for our long form chat with Buck conversations that are going to be happening next week. So I'm really excited about that. We're also going to be unveiling, finally, for those of you who are watching on video, the new studio set up in here. We're finishing it this weekend. It has taken about twice as long as we had anticipated, but it is going to be happening. So there are very cool things coming. I'm looking forward to it. I appreciate all of you hanging out with me for our quick news recaps of the day. And I think you're going to love the fireside chat with Buck vibe that we start doing next week. But I'll talk to you more tomorrow. Shields high. Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children, and builds specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans, as well as work to eradicate veteran homelessness. David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He's never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's t2t.org. If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. You may be able to reduce your tax liability while investing in a sector that has historically delivered sound returns. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com today.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.